Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. International climate talks extended. Negotiators from more than 190 countries faced at least one more day in trying to reach a climate deal. The talks ran past their Friday deadline, as Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Presque au bout du chemin.
French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius told reporters on Friday that negotiations were nearing the end of the road and that he was optimistic for an agreement. Fabius spoke alongside United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who described the talks as extremely difficult.
This is not the moment of talking about national perspectives. Good global solution will help good local solution.
Much of Friday's negotiations took place behind closed doors. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The conference is trying to cobble together a deal to slash greenhouse gas emissions, which most scientists say are helping warm the planet to a point where the very existence of life on Earth is in peril. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says his country is now supporting a leading Western-backed opposition group in joint operations with Syrian troops against Islamic State militants. At a meeting with his top defense ministry officials, President Putin said for the first time Russia provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army, which has long been fighting the Syrian army. A Burundian army spokesman says 12 gunmen who attacked military bases in the capital Friday were killed as soldiers clashed with their attackers. 21 attackers were captured, along with some arms and explosives. And authorities arrested two Syrian nationals in Geneva Friday when traces of explosives were found in their vehicle. They had been searching for four suspected jihadists. This is VOA News.